Hello, everybody. Welcome to our first ever episode of Impulsive Thoughts Podcast.
Yup, you guys heard it here. You guys are seeing it. First time ever recording a podcast. Yo, girl, Alexis Marie.
Yeah, that's me. Hey.
And your favorite alpha man.
Oh.
Michelangelo.
Well, we're starting off on a weird note already.
You know, that's kind of the basis of our podcast.
So guys, we have a funny story, a really funny story actually, on the name of our podcast we wanted to get into. So the name originally was the Intrusive Thoughts Podcast, and we literally already sent our sign to be made and everything.
Yeah, and we actually, like, you guys know, like, it's kind of like a comment, kind of meme thing with intrusive thoughts. Like, there's a comment that in a random TikTok where it's like, when you let the intrusive thoughts win, type beat. Like, and we see it, and that shit is funny, you know? We're like, oh, that must mean that is when you do something stupid without thinking, right?
Uh-huh. And that, exactly what he said, when you do something stupid without thinking, really, it's what gravitated me to this name, because that is the epitome of Michael. Me too. I mean,
but I'm a changed man. Back in the day, I used to do those dummy stuff, but after I met you,
I changed you for the better.
You changed, yeah. I stopped being an intrusive thoughter.
Intrusive.
I started being an impulsive thoughter. How do you pronounce impulsive?
Impulsive, like that.
Impulsive.
Impulsive.
Because guys, you guys know how there's like Logan Paul's, either way. Frick Logan Paul. Like,
we did not get any inspiration from him, by the way.
Yeah, he's a scummy human being. If you guys want to hear more about that, maybe in a future podcast.
Y viva Puerto Rico, cabrones.
Not just that, but like, fuck scammers.
Oh.
Yeah, big time scammer. Anyways, yeah, we didn't get our inspiration from there, but you know how that podcast is like kind of, impulsive, because an impulsive is the paw.
Impulsive, like Logan Paul.
Because Logan Paul,
like,
yeah.
Logan's real impulsive. He's real impulsive.
Yeah, he's very fucking stupid.
Oh,
but yeah, no inspiration with that. This was kind of like a last minute switch, just because we were telling you. So how we got this, how we found out what intrusive thoughts really is that in a comment where we announced our podcast, somebody said, like, somebody very professionally said, like, they knew their shit. They're like, I think you guys meant impulsive thoughts. Are you guys trying to say impulsive thoughts? Because intrusive thoughts means like sick, weird shit.
Yeah, we look it up and we're like, oh my god, we need to change the name.
Yes.
But originally we thought impulsive thoughts was intrusive thoughts. Like, I kind of just got it mixed up, the name, because they're similar, bro. Like, we all make mistakes.
It's because we got it like literally like from like kind of like the meme, you know, like when the intrusive thoughts win.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we kind of got. But it did not mean, or it's not that funny like the meme gives it out to be. Like, intrusive thoughts. Let me read the meaning for you guys.
Also, intrusive thoughts are just not good thoughts. And we are good thoughts.
Yeah, just listen to this out. Listen. Oh, fucking shit. Okay, hear this out. An intrusive thought is an unwelcome, involuntary thought, image, or implicit idea that may become an obsession, is upsetting or distressing. Okay. That's not the bad meaning.
What is an example? I can't read either.
Oh my god.
What is an example of an intrusive thought? Where you're going to harm someone because you'll lose control. For example, you'll push someone in front of a train or stab them.
Yep.
Violent intrusive thoughts or images of yourself doing something violent or abusive.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just really bad connotation. Let's change this up.
We were trying to make our research to see if we're gonna make it work. Like, maybe these are just like, they're being a-holes. They're just saying intrusive thought is bad. But we kept doing our research, and we even got to a point where it talks about, like, intrusive thoughts is kind of like abuse. And it was talking about also, like, sexual abuse and all that stuff. And we're like, this ends right here.
We got to change this name ASAP. We went to YouTube, change. And thankfully, we were able to change our sign with the people we're making it with.
Yeah, I had to call up my boys, and I was like, hey, you guys know who I am. Let's make these last minute changes for me. And they're like, cheers, Michael Barragan, cheers. And I was like, yeah,
that's exactly how it went.
Remember that call?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then afterwards, like, it was like a, see you later.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, guys. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. And by elephant?
The big elephant.
I mean the Coquette Drake. Coquette Drake.
Is it really appreciative? Can you guys really appreciate him or not? I mean, this is our first episode, so we're going to like Twitch some stuff in future podcast episodes. But
can you guys see him 4K quality? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Sorry for people who are listening on Spotify. I don't even know if we're going to put this
on Spotify. Oh, no. There's videos on Spotify.
Seriously?
Yeah.
¿A poco sí tiene?
Sí, güey.
Sí, güey.
Sí.
¿Desde cuándo, güey?
¿Neta? No, sí, güey. Guys, I'm a fan. I don't know if Joe Rogan is canceled, but I'm just a fan of his podcast.
Ooh, red flag.
You think Joe Rogan is a... I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about Joe Rogan, but I really like his podcast. I think he's an excellent podcaster. I've actually been studying a lot, and like I'm planning into like my next haircut, I'm kind of going to go bald.
Oh.
So I can be like more like Joe Rogan.
No, please, please, please.
What about the muscles part?
The muscles part? Yeah, but get the muscles first.
You know I can get those in like a week, right?
Oh boy, yeah, let's see. Boy, yeah, let's put it to the test.
Okay.
Wait. So this is not gonna be a typical podcast, guys. We're like very different. You know, we do shit different around here. We're not like all these other podcasters that bring a bunch of guests and like have a guest new every and have a guest every week. No. The guest is me and Michael.
We're too far. We might fix that for next podcast. We're too far away to dap each other up.
We can barely grab our waters.
I know. We don't have guests, definitely not because we're like socially awkward and stuff. It's just like we.
And this is why.
And this is why. Yeah, we freaking suck.
We freaking suck, dude.
You suck.
No, you suck.
You suck. I can't say it.
Yeah, it's
no cussing, guys. But anyways, we kind of see this. We want to treat you guys as our homies, as our chismosos. Like we want to be repartiendo el chisme around here, you know? We're just like having a friendly talk type beat. We sometimes interrupt each other. We sometimes go off topic most of the time. We hope you guys find this entertaining and stuff. We just do our thing, you know?
And with that being said, every single week we're gonna be having a picture of you guys here, right, with us.
That'd be funny.
Would you guys be down?
Or just, maybe you guys can choose the meme picture, you know?
We're just gassing them every week.
I know. Like, bro, come on, take a bit. Come
I'm
on.
Like, boy, what?
Come on, take a better freaking picture, dude.
I'm like, boy, what is that angle, dude? I'm like, boy, where the cocaine is?
Like a freaking, like the Facebook mom pictures? The profile pictures? Not like that? The mom go like this? And then the dad go like this? Like, they're taking a picture with your D.
Dude, I do those posts, the Facebook mom pictures. They ain't.
Oh, you do those.
I feel like a real podcast.
But, no, but the faces that make me getting me, bro.
They how do like, you do it? That's cute. That's
or they go, or they go con la ceja, las que tienen la ceja. I can't do that shit.
Like this.
Like, Drake
wait, just like this.
Dude, low-key, like that's kind of hot. Like, in 50 years, that might be the style.
It's the style right now. What you talking about? You're late, boy. Get
should I do that? Should I do that style?
Yeah.
Too bad my freaking hair is too freaking thin.
I'm scared.
Sorry.
Anyways, guys. So, yes, we're going to be having a new podcast guest every single week as a meme picture. But we're going to let you guys pick the picture that we're going to have every single week. Also, we're going to post every single Saturday. Mark your calendars. Get it booked. Okay. Because Saturday's for impulsive thoughts.
Is that our is that our dance? Did we just make a dance?
Did we start something?
Oh, we definitely invented this.
Did we start a trend? He be fucking for real. I never know if he's actually laughing at my jokes.
Hey, don't be cussing around here. PG-13. Drake Coquette is gonna slap you. Not with his hands. Sorry.
He's going to be under my bed or under my sheets.
Yeah, I would want that. Under your sheet. What the frick? Dude, that's kind of like you're kind of making cheating normalized. Let's not do that around here. We hate cheaters around here, by the way.
Yeah, we sacrifice cheaters around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Real freaking often.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Take your view away from me. Yeah.
Gladly. Okay, y'all. So let's get into the episode of today. Today we're going to be talking about how we met, because I feel like we never really gave y'all the rundown on how we met, because we've been waiting for this damn podcast. Yeah.
No cap. You know how we were telling you guys in our couple channel video how we've been wanting to do this podcast? We recorded this podcast video like 3 different times. No, actually, this is the third time, and the third time is the good one. But 2 different times. And like the videos were good, but the audio quality was ass, and like the lighting was ass. And we were
sweating balls off.
Oh, we were sweating. We were sweating.
Now we got aire acondicionado, tenemos ventilador.
Professional lighting.
Professional lighting that's not making us sweat, because this is actually the professional lighting that did make us sweat.
Yeah, but now it's not making us sweat. No, but the only thing.
I'm cold.
You cold?
You want to come
you
cuddle?
You cold, Baba?
Come cuddle me.
Codo? ¿Codo?
¿Codo?
¿Codo, güey?
Tú, güey.
No, güey. Si vas a ser petit, no estés hablando de codo.
¿Petit?
Petit. ¿Codo?
Ay, tan petit.
So, yeah, we kind of evolved. We're doing better now. Even though there's a lot of shades going on with our lighting, we do not care, because this episode is going to be published, recorded. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect everywhere. Everybody's going to love it. Let's manifest this shit.
Yeah, this episode is going to go fucking viral, guys. We're going to be bigger than fucking Joe Rogan. Everybody manifest in the comments right now, please.
Not my boy Joe Rogan.
Boy, you got
to... Oh, sorry. No. We are more important.
Yeah, you got
to...
Yeah, okay. It's not funny no more.
Yeah. Sorry,
you gotta shoot for the stars.
The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit.
And the sky has no roof. That's hard. Guys, put that like in a freaking wolf picture as a meme. Like, that will go hard. Like, the sky is the limit and there's no roof. Fool! That's good. Because you know how ceilings, like, you put like little stars, like when you were a kid? Mm-hmm. But that's a ceiling. But like, we're talking about the real sky. Like the real build, like prehistoric type.
Also, a little off topic, guys, but was anybody else having freaking nightmares before the eclipse? Bro, I thought the whole world was going to fall.
Fall. Girl, don't guys, let me start.
You know, I'm coming on that ball. You know, I'm coming with these bars, but you're going too far. Don't let me get started, bitch. I'm going too hard.
Girl, you are a bar. Here, take my card. Go seek some help. That's actually my psychologist. Thank you very much. Did that not go hard?
Episode ends here.
Oh, shit. We're going really off topic. But yeah, this video has been recorded different times, but it's a banger. So we've always decided that this topic was going to mark our first ever podcast. And this is actually how we met. It's actually a crazy story. Like when we tell people, they're like, you guys are hella dumb. But we're like, no, guys, that's just real love. That's how real love, like, that's how real love works.
I don't think I was dumb. I don't think I'm ever dumb.
Well, you guys hear it out? Me?
Maybe you.
Maybe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, maybe you. Let's get into the story. Let's let them know why.
What?
Because I still got some animosity.
I didn't know. Your friend was in the wrong.
No, you were in the wrong. They don't even know what we're talking about.
Guys, you guys are gonna hear this story and let us know your opinions, because we still talk about this a couple of like times every month, and we still fight over it. But let us know. Let us know what you guys think. So I think who should start this off? I think I should start this off, because how I found out about Alexis, because as you guys know, Alexis is a super mega influencer. She's so popping. She's so beautiful.
Kim K type shit.
Kim, who's that? I only know AM as in Alexis Murray.
Yeah.
Bro,
you be ruining shit.
Period.
Yeah, period.
Period. I kind of got it that time, right? Let's start this by how I met Alexis.
No, how you found out about
her. Okay, not met her. Yeah, how I found out about Alexis. It was a day during COVID, the summer before we started going back to school, to college. I was just scrolling mindlessly through TikTok, and I seen a clip about this girl talking shit about this other girl. And I was like, oh, this girl kind of interesting, and she's going off. Like, this other girl is, she's getting smoked in this debate, right?
Oh, and she was a baddie?
And she was a baddie, and she was pretty hot. And then I was like, bro, let me get into this TikTok drama. So I click on the link for the YouTube video, and I watch the YouTube video. I'm watching the whole YouTube video. I'm engaged. I'm like, damn, like this girl, who she is talking about, who Alexis was talking about, damn, kind of messy. kind of messy and weird. And at some point of the video, while just like being interested in it and stuff like that, like Alexis talks about, oh, she's by the Fresno airport. I'm like, wait, what? And then, and after I heard that she was going to school in somewhere in Fresno, I'm like, oh shit, I go to school in Fresno. I kind of stalked her Instagram and stuff like that. But this is the funny part. I could not find your Instagram.
Really?
Because people in the comments I was seeing were talking about, oh, you're the sister of Des Machado. Uh-huh. So I look up in Instagram, Alexis Machado. Alexis Machado. I could not find you. I think I had to find you through Des. Like, I found Des, and then I had to like go through her pictures and finally tag on, and I finally found Alexis, and it says FCC as in Fresno City College.
And Fresno City College, by the way.
Yeah. And she had a soccer ball, so I knew she was a soccer player and stuff like that. So that's how I found out about Alexis. I followed her and stuff like that. I might have shot a DM.
Oh, we're going to get into that DM.
You guys will get into that DM. But yeah, that's how I found out about Alexis. And I would joke around with my friends. Guys, look, an influencer is literally going to go to my college, bro. Watch me rizz her up.
And I actually rizzed him up. No, because this motherfucker was so shy, but let's get into it.
You were shy too, yeah. Bro. You were.
No, you know how to put that smack down, that little thing down.
Babe, you did not do nothing, girl.
Okay. Guys, I'm getting like butterflies thinking about it. It's like 2 years later, 3 years later. No, dude. 2020 or 2021.
This when we.
2021.
2021.
Y estamos en 2024, wey. 2024.
3 years later.
3 years. And now we're...
Exquisite water, by the way. Iced water is so good.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, good thing we got that off the way.
Okay, so before I get into how I met Michael and everything, I didn't know of him before. I had to meet him in person. That's when I knew, oof, that's my man. That's my man. I called dibs right on the first view.
My man. Type
oh,
bit.
My God.
Come on, say it. Come on, it'll be cool.
My man.
Yeah, that's me, guys. That's me.
You, like, don't know how to use sayings, right?
Sayings?
Yeah.
I think you mean slang.
Basically, I was playing soccer. You guys know I was on my soccer shit. Like, D1, Pro, Stanford. What is it?
Yeah, you what? Don't even know, girl.
It's been a while. But yeah, so basically I only went to Fresno City for soccer because they had a really good soccer program, and the boys also had a really good soccer program. So you guys won the year before that, huh?
Yeah, we won. We were state champs the year before that.
So that's pretty why good, I mean, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be the next state champ, but I didn't actually.
Oh my God. Now that we're talking about it, remember it? You know, I was not going to go back to that college. I was not going to go back to Fresno City College.
But you went back for me?
No, yeah. But let me get into it. Kind of. Let me get into it. I actually, so I grew up, I went to high school in Visalia, which is like an hour away from Fresno. And Visalia has its own college, which is called COS, College of the Sequoias. And all my friends were going there. Like, all the people I kicked it with, everybody was going to College of the Sequoias and playing soccer there. So they're like, Michael, bro, we need you. We need you to go to COS. And I went to a bunch of practices with them. I was practicing in both colleges, in Fresno City and in like COS. Like, I was going to tryouts and everything. Like, I was having fun with my friends. I just love playing soccer. And I was like, bro, maybe we can do something here. We got a good squad going on. But as soon as I saw that video and figured out Alexis was going to go to Fresno City, I was like, all right, out of the question, I'm going to go to Fresno City and meet this girl and have some fun.
What the fuck? What you mean have some fun?
Like in the party. Because Visalia has no good parties, bro. Visalia's a little town, bro. There's not going to be no parties. And I know Fresno's fun because I went there my first year.
And have some fun.
Yeah.
Dude, so you deadass stayed because of me?
No, yeah, I did. No, this is a fact. You were one of the pros. And between the pros and the cons of leaving or staying, like, you're one of the pros. Yeah.
Sí quiero casar contigo.
No.
Sí me quiero casar contigo.
What?
Sí.
Oh.
Okay,
okay.
So now we're going to get into the first time I laid my eyes on this guapísimo.
On this thing.
So yeah, I didn't know nothing about him. Like, he's just like a lame, normal.
What the fuck? I'm a normal human. I wasn't an influencer.
I'm just kidding. But anyways, we ended up meeting at this kickback. It was at a kickback at the apartments I was living at. Like,
you don't want to give out the story of how we got to that kickback?
I How do we get there?
Okay, she doesn't know how, because this kickback happened at her apartment complex with her friends, but she doesn't know how I got there.
Oh.
So how we got there, I was hanging out with my friends.
With a car?
What?
With a car?
Guys, was that funny? Guys, do you guys want that humor here in the podcast?
Leave a comment down below.
No. So I was hanging out with my friends and we were just hanging out at the mall. And you know, you're hanging out with your friends on a weekend and we're like, bro, like, we got to get some Addies, hit some parties type beat. And then one of my friends, conveniently, was already like old time friends from one of Alexis's friend. And then she gave us daddy. And then that's how we got there.
So that's how you got there. You got the Addy.
We weren't invited like to start the party, but we just got the Addy like afterwards. Like, yeah, pull up.
And listen to this, y'all. So the girls that lived in the apartments, I didn't live in their apartment, but I lived in the same apartments, like the same complex.
The complex,
right?
Yeah.
Complex. But these girls, like, they did not like soccer boys for nothing. Like, they love like them some football players. So on that first kickback, there was there hella football players?
There's like four.
Well, it was a small apartment. It wasn't like cracking.
Yeah, it's just a kickback. It's not a party.
Yeah, it's just a little kickback, you know, something. And this is like preseason, huh? This is preseason, I think.
Yeah, this is after like the first preseason game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she has all these. They have all these football players here, and I'm like, bro, when's somebody gonna invite over the soccer players? Like, you know, that's my guy. And they end up coming up, and soon as I see him, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this is what I needed. Y'all need to call these soccer boys over here.
No, the first time you saw me, right away she saw me walk through the door, and she just turned her vision. She turned her vision. I seen her get hella red. Hella
red. I was sunburned.
No, you were sunburned, but you were red. You looked like a tomato.
Because I knew I fell in love with you at the first glance.
That might have been it, but I got there and it's kind of awkward. It was like they were expecting some buff football players, and skinny me at the time, I was skinny, and skinny me comes in the door with my friend, and yeah, it was just kind of like, what's good, like, I'm Michael, you just dapping every single girl up, like, it's just kind of homie vibes, you know, you're not getting there like, hola, mamacita.
Hola, nena.
Yeah, like, no, we're just dapping each other up, like, what's good, like, I'm Michael, like, stop, Tybee, and we're just having a good time. But yeah, as soon as I saw her, I was like, first, I was like, oh, like, she's pretty, you know? But why is she so fucking red?
Seriously?
No. And after a while, after we started talking, and she's like, I'm Alexis and stuff like that, I'm like, oh shit, this is Alexis.
Really?
I'm like, why she look so bad in the video? Now she's all red.
Oh, and I was like, why this motherfucker can't speak right?
What? Are you making fun of my accent? Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Guys, when we met, I still had kind of an accent because...
You still have the accent, but like, I don't notice it because I talk to you all the time.
Because my first language is kind of like Spanish, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel my accent was worse before, but like some words that were kind of like chop up type bit.
Like intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. Intrusive thoughts are bad, bro.
No, but when I first met him and I heard him speak, yeah, I did notice a little accent. I was like, ooh, I got a foreign over here. Like, where are you from? But I didn't know he was like Latino. I thought he was Middle Eastern. Like, I couldn't notice where your accent was from, but I was like, oh, I like it. It's different from Fresno Valley, Central Valley men.
I know.
But little did I know he was born in the same damn city as me.
You finally met somebody that was in a Nosavo. No? Oh, you already met. Okay, I see how it is. No, I'm saying. And yeah, after we met, we were just kicking it. Everybody has friends and stuff like that. Drinking and stuff like that, like getting in the vibe, loosening up and stuff like that. And I actually seen that there was like a keychain just laying on the table, and it was a keychain of a Mexican flag. What? No, girl, be embarrassed. There was a keychain of a Mexican flag, and I was like, oh, like, who's Mexican here? Like, ¿quién puede hablar español conmigo? Like, ¿quién es la mexicana? And I was like, I'm like, oh, sorry, that's mine. And I was like, do you speak Spanish? No, kind of understand it. And then okay. She did not understand nothing, boy.
Ya, ahora hablo español. Ahora hablo español.
No, it was just so funny to me. I like, damn, we got a paisa here, Chicana. Hell nah, boy. That girl did not speak a lick of Spanish.
I can still be proud.
Yeah, you can be proud of it. But it's just like, if somebody's that, like, proud of their, like, country, they're like, you know... You know.
And that's why I moved here.
There's nothing bad with not knowing Spanish and being proud of your country. I'm not coming for nobody. But it's just, I expect it, you know, because I came from Mexico and stuff like that. I just expect, because I didn't have a Mexican keychain and I'm from Mexico. I'm like, why do you got one? You must be real, real, like really Mexican.
Boy, go get you one. That first kickback, like we barely talked at all. I was so nervous, y'all. I feel like he could feel that I was attracted to him. Like, I feel like he could hear my fucking thoughts.
Girl.
And you know, like when you have that attraction and like you can feel it, like, you know what I mean?
Normally, I feel like that energy all the time from women, from men, from anybody, from dogs.
Oh,
you know, I just kind of feel that. Like, people, like, just like me. Like, people just like me.
Ooh, so you're a furry.
Una loba en el armario tiene ganas de salir.
But you know, like, when you sit next to somebody and, like, your legs, somebody, like, you're attracted to, and your legs close to them, but you're not touching, but you could feel, like, that energy? That's when I felt with you.
But we never sat next to each other.
But we didn't need to, bro. I felt loved.
You just felt that shit. Like, oh.
It was so strong. Oh. You could have been in the other apartment. I would have felt that.
No, you would have, girl.
No, but seriously, that's how
you started feeling a little funny.
A little warm.
Okay. All right, let's... No, but what else happened like that? Okay, so she was feeling the energy. I kind of...
You didn't feel that too?
No, I liked it, but I didn't feel you liking me back, you know? Like, I kind of did feel like obviously I liked you, but I did not feel like her liking me because she never looked at me in the eyes. We barely talked. And this is the big part where I thought, like, we were just homies and she was not fucking with me. Like, it got to the end of the end of the night, and we were talking about how my friends, we were throwing a party in our house, in the house we were staying at. So we wanted to invite them to the house, and we were like, hey, like... No, actually, my friend didn't say this. Alexis said this. We're like, oh, for sure, we'll pull up. Like, let's give each other our Snapchats. And her friends gave the Snapchats to my homies. By the way, it's not like homies, like 5-6 homies. No, no, no. It was just two of my homies and three of them. And they passed each other Snapchats. Alexis got the Snapchats of my homies. And I was just sitting there, just like looking. And then she didn't ask for my Snapchat. She just kind of looked at me like... Oh, bitch. Don't look at me.
No.
And she just did not get my Snapchat or anything. I was like, okay. Cool. We just homies. I'm not going to push it. Like, I'm not kind of like, I'm not the Rizzler. Like, I don't got that. I don't got game like that. So I just kind of let it slide. It was like, okay, we homies. We know what?
We know you don't got no game.
Oh, yeah, but I pulled you. So what does that mean?
I pulled you.
No, I pulled you.
Okay, so let me tell y'all. So the reason I didn't get... Okay, I know I fucked up. I know, like, I literally fucked up. The reason why I didn't give him my Snapchat is, y'all, I'm telling you, I was so nervous. Like, I was really attracted to you, DJ. So, like, seriously, that's why I didn't look you in the eye or nothing. Because, like, I feel like my face would get red. Oh, my God. Like, I was really in love with you.
You were?
You weren't in love with me?
No, you said you were in love. Like, I was really in love with you.
Yeah, and you weren't in love with me?
No, yeah, but you said you were. So not anymore? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm really in love with you? That don't make sense.
It's too complex. No, I've always been really in love with you.
Boy, shut up. We're talking about the past. So, yeah, I was just really nervous. I did ask feel like you could feel what I was feeling. It felt like just crazy, intense feelings. Like, oh, I was like... So warm all over. So, what is that laugh?
What?
That sounds like a rich person laugh.
Okay, sorry. No, that's my fault.
So, that's why I didn't give him the Snapchat. Like, I felt like if, even though I got the Snapchat of everyone else, I felt like if I got your Snapchat, it would have been too obvious. Like, I like you.
You were a wuss. But, anyways, yeah, that happened. And this is not where the night ends and it's next day part. No, this is not where the night ends.
This is where the juiciness comes in.
Yeah. So, you know how I mentioned Alexis was with another of her two friends?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess when we were saying bye and we give each other Snapchats and stuff like that, her friend got the hots for me.
Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said, oh, he's fine. Like, I called dibs. But it was like more of like, I called dibs, like, not nothing crazy. I mean, I didn't even talk to you. I didn't know you. So, this girl, she stayed the night in my apartment, right? And she stayed the night with me that night. And tell them what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's okay, baby. It's in the past. You going crazy and shit. No. So, listen, this friend of hers, I'm not talking shit or anything, but she is kind of promiscuous.
Promiscuous girl.
I love the world. Is that not how it goes? I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, me neither.
That's not my type of music. So she's a bit promiscuous. So that same night, you know, she was drunk and stuff like that. So she was friends with one of my friends. And so she started texting him like, hey, like, I think your boy is fine. Like, what's good? Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, spend some time with it. You guys know what I mean. She wanted to freak me that same night. But anyways, I didn't know that, but we were like walking away with each other. They walked us to the elevator when we were leaving because as she said, like she was going to stay the night with Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
So they walked us to the elevator and while the elevator was closing, like I literally saw, like seen her looking at me and I also seen Alexis looking at me. I'm like, why is this bitch looking at me? Like, do I look funny? Like, what's going on? Like in my mind, I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are they just staring?
Bro, I remember that about you when I first met you. You would always do this with your shirt. Like this? Your anxiety, you would always be like...
Yeah, because I sweat a lot, bro. And like, you know, when you're nervous and anxious, like you sweat.
And when you're around a bad bitch like me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know how you sweat.
Anyway.
You had me sweating too, by the way.
I had you feeling warm. Man, that sounds so wrong.
Guys, I mean warm like I was sweating. Duh.
Okay, Miss Girl.
Miss Promiscuous.
So yeah, that happening, and as we hop in the living room and it closes, my homie is like, bro, so this is the deal. That girl, she's texting me and she talks about like she's trying to get it on with you, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, no, like I'm not really trying to do that. And like the reason I was saying that, I didn't tell my friends or anything. The reason I didn't want to do anything is like, like, I really, like, I got the hots for Alexis.
And
what, like,
why are you saying I got the hots?
Okay. I want, like, not that I want it, but I liked Alexis. Like, I thought she was beautiful. And I was like, dude, like, I see her for something cool.
Hey, who got that riz, though? I didn't even need to look at you, and I had you reeled in.
Girl, did I not have you reeled in? Not even being able to look at me and stuff?
Okay. Yeah. We both had
Exactly. I just thought she was pretty cool. And I was like, dude, if I do this... Like, I'm going to completely ruin my chances with Alexis because they're friends. They're obviously going to talk about it, you know, type B. So I was like, bro, like, you know, this is not going to take me nowhere. And plus, I'm like, it kind of doesn't go with my morals to just sleep with a girl just like there and then, you know, just because like she got the hot for me and stuff like that, you know, type B. So I was like, bro, I really don't want to do it. Like, this is not me. Like, I'm not this guy. Like, I don't want to do it. And they were like, bro, please. Like, you got to do something. Because if you say no to her, they're not going to pull up to our party next, like the next day. And our ratio is going to be ass if there's no girls. And they're like, bro, please take one for the team. Like, we need a good ratio for the party. You know, we got to invite girls. Because that's the only thing men are thinking about when they're doing a party. It's like, bro, there has to be girls. Because men will show up.
Uh-huh.
But girls won't show up easily.
They're just dancing with their drink. Like,
hey, bro. Like,
hey, what? Hey, bro, turn around.
Bro, no. No. But basically, yeah, a party would be dead without girls, you know? Yeah. Because men would show up and it would be a sausage fest.
You know what's crazy? Sausage fest. Have you ever watched that movie?
Yeah, that movie's great.
You know what's crazy? We would have still pulled up. Like, boy, I was there. I know
you guys would, but we just had to make sure. And my friends were like, bro, like, you got to take it. And we spent, like, a cool, like, 5 to 10 minutes, like, just, like, putting our elbows in the trunk of the car. Just, like, thinking about it.
What can we do to
like, I'm like, bro, what do I do? Like, what do I pull out of my ass? And, like, at some point, I was like, you know, okay, I'll take one for the team. Like, I'm not going to be that guy. I'll take one for the team. All right, bro, I'll take one for the team. Text her to come down. Text her to come down right now, and I'll talk with her.
Mind you, guys, it's, like, what, 12?
No, it was 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
It was, like, 2, 3 a.m.
Oh, actually, I remember this, because we were, like, already asleep, and she wakes me up out of my sleep, and she's like, I'm going to go downstairs to meet Michael. And I was, like, thinking, Michael, like, my man, Michael? Like, do we got the right Michael?
Like, the sexy, muscular, handsome,
like, the
buff boy.
Michael Beren. And, I was, like, the one I put dibs on, obviously, I didn't say none of that. And I, like, honestly didn't care because I didn't talk to him. It was nothing serious. Like, I was, like, go ahead, whatever. But I was thinking at that time, damn, like, there goes my chance with him. Like, I'm not talking to him ever again. He gonna mess with my friend. No. But she came back up, y'all. And let the story be told.
So she came down And she's heading towards me, and I'm not gonna let her like come with my friends and stuff. Like, I went straight to her, and then she just kind of like grabbed my hand and was taking me like to her car and stuff like that. I don't know where she was taking me, right? She was taking me around the bush and stuff. And I was like, wait, hold on, give me a moment. I like, bro, I know it's late. Like, I know this is kind of like an emergency, but like, my grandma, like, she's pretty old and she lives like an hour away, and like something came up and like I just got a dip. And she was like, oh, okay. I was like, I just to keep it going, like, hey, but like show up to the party tomorrow. Like, what's good? Like, pass me your Snapchat.
You're like, mission accomplished.
But I was like, you know, to not be like, because it's kind of like, I feel it's kind of rude, you know, to make her come down to
the next stuff. It's like real obvious. Like, your grandma, you know, she's asleep.
Yeah, because I'm trying to stay cool with her so they come to the party tomorrow, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, so I was like, yeah, just give me your Snapchat. And she's like, why do you need my Snapchat? Here's my number. And I was like, okay, I get her number. I was like, okay, like, my bad. Like, but I'm gonna head out. And she's like, okay, cool. She goes back up. I go to my homies and they're like, bro, what happened? I'm like, bro, mission accomplished. God, let me up. Hey, they come to the party tomorrow.
Oh my God. So she comes back up, guys. She wakes me up because I think I had to open the door for her or something. Or like, she gave me my keys back, and she tells me like they didn't end up doing nothing, or like he had an emergency.
Little did you guys know, I told her not to say anything.
Boy, bye.
No, I'm playing.
But right when she told me that, I was like, yes, that's still my man. That's my man. And what happened after that?
So that's the end of the night. But the next day, like right the next day,
it was a party, huh?
It was time for the party at my house. Mm. And this is where it's kind of like, bro. It's kind of like everything is going against us to like have a good time, just us, you know?
Because we were both trying to talk to each other at this party. Mm-hmm. Like, because we didn't talk to each other at all at the kickback. So I was like, tonight, I'm going to make my move. As in, say hi to him.
Yeah.
And run away.
And this is actually her move. The next morning, I wake up. Alexis Marie started following you. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, the homie just followed me. And I tell my friends, and I'm like, hey, like, look, like, she just followed me and stuff like that. Like, she's cool. Because I told my friends about, like, how she just got their Snapchats. And she didn't get mad. Like, bro, what the hell? And then I told them, oh, look, she followed me. Like, this kind of makes up for it. And then my friends were like, oh, yeah. But she's probably going to follow all of us, like, eventually and stuff
and
like that.
And I didn't.
Yeah, and eventually, it was like, the day kept going on, and, like, she didn't follow me. I was like, hey. Like, this kind of means something. But I didn't take it too much because I didn't want to get my hopes up, you know? Because I kind of thought, like, you know, she was kind of, like, out of my league type bit. So I kind of didn't, like, get my hopes up. I was like, it's something cool. Like, we're still homies and stuff like that. But, yeah, the rest of the day, like, we're preparing for the party. We're getting the booze. We're getting everything. Mm-hmm. We're getting the drinks.
Oh, wait. Can I talk about the DM? Yeah. This is
okay. Talk about the DM.
Yeah, this is so freaking funny. Before me and Michael ever met, he DM'd me. And he said something like, what time do the girls play tomorrow? Something like that. It was something about soccer. Yeah. And I never answered him because his profile was private. Like, I could barely see your profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Like, I couldn't see if he was fine or not. You know? But once I followed him, like, I stalked him that night to, like, find his account. And I followed him. I recognized the profile picture. And I go to the DMs. And the message is gone.
Yeah. I deleted it. After she didn't answer it, I deleted that shit. I'm like, this is embarrassing. I'm gonna meet her in person, and imagine she goes to my Instagram and there's a DM.
And I all remembered it.
Yeah.
But the funny part is, I didn't tell him about this probably till we're like months in.
Yeah, and I kept that hidden. I kept that a secret because like this is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. So I always kept it a secret. And then one day out of nowhere, she's talking about, I remember that DM you deleted, and I was like, no.
My biggest secret.
No, my secret. That shit is so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing. And yeah, she knew about that, but she never told me. That's a good thing because I would have been so embarrassed with her.
But anyway, so the day comes and the party comes and I'm ready. Like, I look so good. Do my dice.
Oh, yeah, you look real good.
You look good too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's kiss right now.
We're too far. Oh. I mean, oh, babe, please. Let's not let this be the first podcast doing this.
Back to the episode, anyways. So tell me why, y'all. I'm so excited. I look so bomb. I'm smelling good. And that's when my body was on. Not even 100.
Like, your body?
Body, yada, yada.
Oh, your figure.
Yeah.
Because your body means kind of like,
what?
Kind of like you're in heat type beat. My body was 100, ready for action.
Well, that too.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Anyways, so.
Why you grab the couch like that? Like you're ready to jump at me.
I was.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, yeah, we're just joking. Like, we're just joking. But I get there. Tell me why. This man can't even talk, bro.
No, and, but it didn't even start. You didn't even knock
him. I didn't get there and automatically start talking to him. Like, we was taking shots. I was giving him little glances.
But so since he was thrown at the house we were staying at, like, I was one of the hosts. Because, you know, when you're a host at a party, you're kind of, like, welcoming everybody. And I was staying at a gated community. So I had to get people the code, make sure everybody's coming in, making sure everybody make it to the house that it was. Because in these gated communities, like, all the houses look the same. Mm-hmm. So I was making sure all of that, putting my homies in, like, welcoming in everybody, saying hi to everybody. And I got to the time where finally Alexis got here. I think I was the one that made sure you guys, like got here, mm-hmm. right?
I think we just said hi and went in, like,
yeah. To-
No.
And then, like, got there, and I seen them, and I dapped, like, her and all her friends up and stuff like that. Like, what was good? And this is the thing. Like, her friends still kind of had, like, the hots for me. So she said, I was dapping everybody up, but she said hi to me with a hug. I was like, who? Oh, shit. Your friend.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, she still, like, has the hots for me. Like, she didn't forget. I'm like, damn it. Like, I'm not going to.
Before she didn't forget.
Yeah. And if that happened. It kind of meant that her friends were kind of like in it, like they knew about it. So mm-hmm. like, bro, like I have no chance with Alexis. Like she probably knows about it. They talked about this, that she still has the hots for me. So like, whatever, like I'll just kind of try to avoid her and stuff like that. So I keep going about my thing and stuff like that. And the party really starts and all the music is all that it goes. And I cannot talk to anybody because I woke up with the sorest throat ever. I don't know why, like not because of screaming, but I was getting kind of like sick. Like I had a raspy voice.
Bro, you're like dead as a cartoon character. Like
what?
Like that's some cartoon character ass shit.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like talking like
I could not hear him.
I lost my voice.
Uh-huh.
So I had a raspy voice. I could not talk. And then like I seen Alexis didn't want to talk to me, but I had to tell her like I can't really talk much. Like the music is too loud and like I sound like shit. Like, but she did seem like she wanted to talk with me. But so this is where like I really like feel for Alexis. This is where I really feel for Alexis.
Ladies listening. If you want to look different, do this.
Yeah. So I kind of wasn't drinking because my throat was feeling like shit, and you know the. Like alcohol makes your throat like really hot, not feel good. Like you might think that it'll cure you, but no, it was making me feel bad. So I didn't feel like drinking at all. And like, so I was just like looking around, kind of vibing and stuff like that. You know, when you're not drunk and you're seeing everybody drunk, it's kind of like, damn, you're missing out. So I'm just vibing, like just looking at the party. And I see like, there's a lot of guys like hitting it on Alexis. There's a lot of guys hitting on Alexis, like even like teammates and stuff like that. Like whatever, like they can have fun. Like she, like even though I like her, like she's not my girlfriend or anything. Like we can have fun and stuff like that. But I seen her, like even though she's having fun, like she's keeping it respectable. Like, yeah, like she's pushing guys away. Like she's rejecting guys and stuff like that. Like she's there. She's just there to have a good time. And honestly, a girl like that is very hard to find because most girls are like, hey. And Alexis was different. I'm like, oh shit, like I thought she was gonna be like the rest of these girls, but like,
yeah, I'm different type shit.
Like she was showing to be very respectable. She was showing to be a very respectable girl.
But don't say respectable. He's not saying that girls who do dance are not respectable.
No, it's not about dancing, but there's girls that are just like, they meet a guy and they're already like, you know.
No, but that's what parties are about. It don't mean you're respectable.
Like that's fun. But that's not what you look for, like, a girl that you want to have as a girlfriend, you know, type vibe.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
And I'm not the guy to, like, have, like, one-night stands and stuff like that. Like, I'm a guy about, like, I feel emotions are bigger than just, like, meaty activities.
Meaty activities.
I know how to say it in Spanish, like, actividades carnales.
Ooh.
De la carne.
Carnival activities.
No, not carnival, girl. That's kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys get what I mean. I'm not that type of guy. Like, I'm more about emotions. Like, I enjoy I enjoy stuff when there's emotions in between the, like, people doing it, you know, mm-hmm. type stuff.
Yeah, so I did that on purpose, guys. Actually, I'm not like that ever. Like, literally, I never go, literally. Oh,
but you would? But you did that because I was there?
Like, no, that's low-key just how I am. But I made sure to be obvious that I was curving these boys because I was waiting for my king.
Okay. Malayan. Now we're thinking about, so it was only because I was there, but if I wasn't there, you would have been going off. Like, no, I'm just
kidding. Imagine?
No. No. Anyway, so yeah, that really caught my eye. And this is, you know how I told her that her friend was still kind of had the hots for me? This is where the clutch man came in. I had a friend that was the man. He was the man. I don't know if my friend told him something to do this, but my friend took over and took that girl and like took her far away to a corner and was talking with her like in the wall, like it was good, baby girl. So basically my friend stepped up and took her away. And I was like, yes, I don't gotta deal with her at all. I'm gonna deal with her. So that kind of like went out the window. I was like, bro, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like now she got the hots for somebody else, and I can focus on Alexis.
Yeah.
So that me, I'm just enjoying the party. At some point, me and Alexis like kind of dance a little together. But I kind of was not like dancing because I wasn't drunk. I'm not a dancer, so I wasn't really feeling it. So afterwards, I was like, I'm just gonna go dap her up and stuff like that. So basically, I'm doing my own thing. Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm not feeling the party because I feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where stuff gets a little bit interesting. But because at this point, even though I like Alexis, I like her a lot. I still think we're homies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I didn't make my move. I didn't make no moves, no nothing like that. I still think we're homies. So I just go about my thing, and then it gets time for them to leave. And tell them like what happened, what you did when you were leaving.
Oh, I remember. I was like, what did I do? I was drunk. I don't really remember. No, but that night was, let me talk a little bit about that night. That night was so freaking fun. But I remember being so scared because when we were playing soccer in Fresno City, like the coach is fucking crazy. Like if there's even a picture of you at a party or with an alcohol drink, like you're off the team or not playing. So I used to be, I was so scared. And there was a bunch of girls there who watched my videos. And I'm like hella friendly. Like I'll be making friends with everybody. So I was on their Snapchats. I was like, hey, like we're taking pictures. I was having so much fun. I met so many new girls. But the night after I was like, oh my God, if my coach sees this. But anyways, back to the topic. So once we left the party, guys, I knew like I had to, this is my man and I need to make it be known. But I'm not going to make it be known to him because I'm
she's
scared.
A pussy.
Well, you're a pussy too.
No, I'm not. You're the real pussy here.
So his friend, the friend that lived with him in that like house.
My best friend.
His best friend. I tell him before we leave, right? I'm like, what did I say? Hey, I told him, tell Michael to hit me up or something like
that. No. I remember this. You said something in the lines of, and this sounds so like ghetto, like ratchet. Like, I'm sorry, but this is just how it sounds. Like you're drunk and you go to my friend and you're like, this is what she said. Exactly. This is what she said. She was like, hey, tell your boy Michael what's up.
Tell my guy say what's up.
No, not that you said what's up. Just like tell him like what's up.
Yeah.
And then my friend was butt fuck drunk. So at the night he didn't tell me anything or nothing like that. And then the next morning all him go over and stuff like that. The next morning already, he comes up to me, hey, what's the name of that girl? That Alexis girl. She said something about like tell your friend like Michael like what's up. But he told me, but bro, I was so drunk, I don't know if she was talking about you or somebody else. Like I was just so drunk. And then I was like bro, probably she was talking about somebody else, because at this point I thought we were homies. I didn't think she was gonna be like that. I would think if she had the hots for me that she would come tell me instead of doing all that, being all extra and stuff.
I'm scared.
So yeah, so she tells me that, but I'm like, bro, she was probably talking about somebody else or something. Like, I was kind of, like not putting my hopes up. Like, I was just scared of getting my feelings hurt. So, I was just not putting my hopes up. But after that, like, our friend, like, little groups, like, got, like, a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I remember that we started talking. And when we started talking, and in a conversation, it came up that we should go support each other's games. Mm-hmm. We'll go see the girls' games, and the girls will come see the boys' games.
Okay, guys. So, after we, like, strategically planned to go watch each other's soccer games, this was actually the first time, like, Michael DM'd me on Instagram, and he just asked what time we were going to play and everything.
This
and
is an important DM.
This is, yeah, very important.
The first ever DM.
The first.
And I was like, hey, when is y'all's game?
The second time you text me that.
No, that was the first text ever. That was the first ever DM.
So we had a little bit of small talk, but that was it. So yeah. Anyways, fast forward, we go to watch each other's games.
Wait,
it's all good.
Wait, but it's important to talk about how it was just a little bit of small talk, because till this point, like, I still was like, I was not flirting or anything, because I still was like, we're just homies. Like, even though I like her and that's why I DM'd her, like, I don't want to make it like known, because I don't want to get my hopes up. Like, I'm not flirting or anything. It's just like, when's the game? It's a little small talk and that's it. Conversation ends. And I was like, oh, I want to text her so much. Like, but I didn't want to ruin it. I did not want to ruin it.
Well, I knew I had you reeled in on that first, on the second DM.
Oh my god, whatever.
So fast forward, we watch each other's game, everything's good. I think we both played like 15 minutes that game.
Oh yeah. By the way, we were bench warmers.
That's how we knew.
Yeah, that's how we knew. Because if she would have been a starter, or I would have been a starter, it was like, bitch, you suck.
Yeah, if like one of us was starting and the other was a bench. But we were both benching.
Bench warmers. Hey. But yeah, after one of these games, we all just go out. Like, we started talking as a friend group and stuff like that. Like, talking in the parking lot and stuff like that. And like, everybody was with like, it was three of my friends. And no, like, two of my friends. So it was three guys and three girls. So we're all just talking like each other with their like girl type beat. And so it's the homie that stepped in and is talking to her friend. And there's me talking with Alexis. And then I had this other friend talking with her other friend, but they weren't really like flirting.
It was just friend
type. It was just friend type babe. And it was kind of awkward between them. But me and Alexis were kind of like talking good. And so I was like, damn, bro. It was after my soccer game. So I had my soccer clothes on. I was like, damn, like she looks good. Like, damn, she looks good. And so
you know that soccer is.
Bro. And then we're like, let's go watch the semi-pro team from Fresno. Like, I'm friends, like, with the coach and stuff like that. Let's go watch them play and type beat.
So we end up going to watch the game, y'all. And I think we arrived first. We were already on the benches.
No.
Really?
No, you guys weren't. That's why I should go first, because you do not have good memory at all.
Well, so, I thought.
So this is the first time that we're going to hang out without alcohol. And like during the day, we went to this game and me and my friends were there first and they were actually later. And I was the one that went to like the...
To greet them.
I went to the entrance to greet them. And like I was friends like with the guy that was selling the tickets. Mm-hmm. And like he was letting us pass for free. And I was like, oh, like they're coming with us. Like, we good.
They with us.
Yeah, they were thugs. Yeah. I was trying to look for a word that would sound cool, but nothing came up. It's not in my vocabulary to be cool. But yeah, so...
You're cool to me.
Thank you, babe. That really means a lot to me. Say it a little out louder for the podcasters out there.
You're really cool to me.
Thank you, babe. I love you.
Yeah, you're actually so...
I love you.
I love you more.
Thank you.
Okay, go.
So yeah, brought them in, brought the girls in and stuff like that. And everybody was looking at me like a hero from the benches. Hey, that one guy got all the girls.
Yeah, everybody was totally thinking that.
Yeah, nobody said it. I did have some friends from my whole time from Visalia there. And like when I went to go like greet you guys, I was like, I'm about to go get the girls. And they're like, that me up.
Seriously?
Not like that, but they're like, hey, but... But Michael's gonna get in the girls. It was like so funny because my friends from my whole time would call me Michael, but my friends from Fresno would call me Barragan. Mm-hmm. So I was like, when they were talking about me, I was like, who the fuck is Michael? And it was like, who the fuck is Barragan? So it was kind of funny, but like, you know, when two different like friend groups collide,
like,
type
when you're so popular and like people will literally have so many names for you.
Like so popular.
Dude, yeah, I have hella names too. Hella big names.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. And then I come with them and like it's her friends and stuff like that. And this is where I am. Like, she definitely considers me a homie. So like I said, it's my friend group and her friend group. And like, so this other friend of mine is like flirting with her friend. And it's me with her. And we're supposed to be flirting because we're the ones talking with each other. So there's kind of already some like something going on. But I'm still in the mindset of like, she's my homie. Because she's not giving me no signs at all. Zero signs. Zero signs, zilch.
But you know what? I shot my shot. I followed you on Instagram.
Girl, but that's a follow. What does that even mean?
No, that's every girl knows, and now men should know by now. A follow? That's them shooting a shot.
That's nothing.
A like? I'm pretty sure I liked one picture.
That's but, how you know. Probably a recent one, not an old one.
But that's how you know. I'm not liking everybody's photos.
Girl, how am I supposed to know that? It doesn't mean nothing. It literally means nothing.
Okay, go.
So this is what happens. So they go onto their bench, and so it's these to the bleachers where we're watching the game. Alexis sits next to her friend, and it's like at the end of the bleacher, and there's just like a little spot for one person to sit. And I was like, bro, I want to sit next to her, but I'm not going to go sit at the end of the bleacher just to sit next to her. I'm like, bro, she went straight to the worst possible seat for me to be able to sit next to her. So I was like, we're homies because I am not sitting next to her. That kind of meant to me that she doesn't want me to sit next to her and she just wants to spend time with her friend. So I just sat like kind of the middle of the bleachers, kind of by myself, next to my friend and stuff like that. So
let me explain. But when he did that, y'all, I had that little spot with his name on it. Like, literally, that was for him. Yes, yes, it was low-key my fault.
At the edge, really?
We were at the edge of the bleachers. But if you were really in love with me, you would have walked 1,000 miles in your Louboutins.
Yeah, but what if you broke my heart? Because you were giving me no signs, girl.
So, anyways. So, when he didn't sit in that spot, me and my friend... By the way, this is my friend who, like, originally went down with Michael. But... I mean, we were so cool. Like, I didn't think anything about that. We really didn't care about that. We were still really close. And we look at each other. And at this point, she knows that I really like him. And she likes his other friend. So she's off him, whatever. So when he does that and does not sit next to me, we're like, did he really just... But now I get it. But no, I don't get it. Because if you're in love with me, you would have walked a mile.
Girl, you, like, I just, like, it was just... It, to me, it was obvious that she didn't, like, she wanted to sit next to her friend. Because you could have sat to the other side of your friend, and there'd have been a bunch of space for me to sit there. But no, she went to the edge. So it just meant to me that she didn't want to sit next to me. After that, I think I went with them to get some tacos and stuff like that. And coming back, now she sat in the right spot, and now we sat next to each other. And we're a bit close, like a little knee-to-knee type bit.
Were you feeling the heatness? Like,
yes, I would. That was already kind of like there's some signs going on. We're talking to each other. Still a little bit awkward. We didn't have much to talk about.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
I'm like, oh, what a nice pass.
Like, ooh.
I'm like, yeah, I did one of those once. Like, that's such a good soccer game.
That's a good wing player right there, yes.
Yeah, but in the interior, we wanted to just, like, throw in each other.
We just wanted to take our clothes off and jump on each other.
Our clothes? Oh, my God. You're feral. Oh, sorry.
Why are you moving your legs like that? I think you're feral.
I'm getting excited. No. Okay. So we finally sit next to each other. We're getting a little bit closer. And after the game, my friend goes with her friend. My other friend goes to like talk with the soccer players and stuff like that. And I'm spending just like time with her. And we're just talking and stuff like that. And like we're over here like just like talking to each other like kind of like a meter away. And then we're both looking at our other friends. And they're like already hugging and kissing and stuff like that. And we're like, oh.
Did we hug?
You know what's funny?
What?
This friend of mine at the time, he had a girlfriend.
Did he have a baby?
He had a baby too. I think he had a baby mama, a girlfriend, and she was talking with her friend.
He had a baby mama, a girlfriend, a wife?
Your friend didn't even care. She knew.
Oh, she did know.
Yeah, she did know.
I remember because we actually seen the baby mama pulled up with the baby. And I think she had a shirt, like, with his name on it. The baby.
No.
I think his mom was there and everything. Like, the whole fam, man.
No way. And he did that? So they walked out together and we're just there, like... We just wait for them or what? And after that, we just like said bye to each other and stuff like that. After this day, I think the next day, Alexis had another kickback at her friend's apartment. And this kickback, oh my God. So first off, I got excited because it was already like 10, 11. And Alexis texted me. She didn't DM me. Hi. By the way, I didn't have her number at the time. It was just Instagram. She DM'd me for the second time ever. She was like... She didn't say hi. She didn't say what's up. She didn't say nothing like that. She said, what are you doing right now? And when a girl texts you that at night in the weekend, you're like, bro, we getting active tonight.
No, but that's not what I meant. I meant come pull up to the fuck chizzy. Function.
Let me finish, girl.
Just so you know.
She said, what are you doing right now? And I was like, bro, look what Alexis just sent me, guys.
You're all running through the house.
Guys, I got the influencer.
So that's all I was to you.
Hey, man. To a lot of men, it's like to get an influencer is kind of like platonic.
Platonic?
It's like platonic. Like, it's kind of like a celebrity type deal. Like, dude, because the stereotype.
I don't think that's the right word.
Platonic?
You mean iconic.
You don't know what platonic is?
Like platonic friendship.
No. But you know what the word platonic means?
No.
It's like kind of like it's something like that. It's unreachable. Like, it's something, because you know how there's platonic crushes?
Oh, okay, I get it now. Okay, keep going.
Like, you like him, but, like, it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of, like, platonic is. So, basically, yeah, like, the stereotype for, like, influencers and stuff like that is that influencers can get any guy they want and stuff like that. And it's kind of, like, one in a million. And they have, like, it's just crazy, you know? It's just a hard thing to do. And I did it, man. I did it. And all my team, not just my, like, my close friends, all my team was proud of me. Everybody was proud of me. My family was proud of me. I'm like, he made it.
You sent it in the group chat.
And my family, me did. No, I did text my cousins from here.
Really? When I sent you that message?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not that message, but, like, when I started, like...
Liking me?
Like, not liking you, but, like... Talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, she sends me the "What are you doing right now?" I'm like, "Not much. What's up?" And then afterwards, she's like,
"Text me back fast as fuck."
Yeah, not that fast. You gotta wait like 3 to 5 minutes. Like, that's the rule. You gotta wait a couple of minutes.
Wait.
Oh, we're starting this podcast with a fart.
Duh.
Okay. Stinky. Poor Drake. Like, look at the face he's making after that.
He's so.
But anyways, she's just lame and shit, and she's just like,
what?
Pull up to the kickback. I thought she was gonna say, pull up to my apartment or something. But no, she's just pull up to the kickback. And I was like, all right, let me get my homies. They probably need guys. Like, let's go to the kickback. I get to the kickback.
Wait, so you just weren't excited to see me? You just want some cooch?
Hell yeah, I was excited to see you.
Oh, okay, then after.
But like, if I see you like so on solo, like that's more exciting than seeing you like in another kickback. Like, it kind of gives off like I'm just like the recruiter. Like, yeah, I'm just the homie friend. Uh-huh. Like, you invite that friend to bring the homies. I was like, she probably likes one of my homies or something like that. She's telling me to bring as much as I can.
So I did say that.
You did say that. She said the more the merrier. And I was like, okay. And I just like sent a message to the soccer like group chat. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever wants to pull up, like, this is daddy and stuff like that. So I'm the one inviting everybody. So I made a lot of people come. And it was a lame ass kickback.
It was so lame. Because I'm telling you, okay, so my friends that were in those apartments, they were like white girls. Like white girls. So the type of music they listen to is like that.
Oh my.
And this soccer team, like, for the majority Mexicans, you think they're trying to listen to some And then they had the football players. It was just like a really weird.
Yeah.
It was just...
They were not into the soccer players. They were into the football guys.
Yeah, and they were low-key ignoring the soccer players.
And it was plus, like, in the whole, like thing, there was, like, 6 girls tops. And there was already 3 girls with 3 football guys. And it was just Alexis and her 2 friends. And I brought, like, freaking... At some point, I think I brought, like, 8 guys. And the guys got there. They saw some stuff around. Maybe they took some shots. And they dipped to find a different Addy.
I remember that he had like 3 friends that literally just came in and walked.
Yeah, because bro, like, it's lame. And my friends were like, bro, this is not it. And I was there, and I was the one that invited. And so they just say, what's up? And like, bro, we're like, we're dipping and stuff like that. And they don't really tell you like we're dipping. They're like, we're going to go like for a smoke or something. Mm-hmm. And they just leave.
We knew.
Yeah, everybody knew. I mean, I was cool because I was talking to Alexis and stuff like that. And like, I was having fun and stuff like that. But that's actually the first night where we talked a lot.
Yeah, we got to talk.
We were like feeling like a little like tipsy and stuff like that. We talked a lot, like just us.
And when you fell in love.
And yeah, she's, dude, you're just not, you weren't just, you still are. Like, you're very amazing. Like, you're so like naturally easy to talk to. I just connected with you so much. Like, I really fell in love with her every time I talked with her. The more I talked with her, it was kind of like, bro. And then we just kept talking. And I remember, like, I still had other players, like, trying to, like, hit on you and stuff like that. But you were 100% just, like, respond to them, come back to talk to, like, to me and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, like, this feels nice. Like, I really like her. Sorry, I hit the mic.
This is what love is.
Dude, and then after that, we were talking. And then we started talking about, like, where you from and stuff like that. Like, we're getting into, like, more, like... knowing each other. She's like, oh, Bakersfield. I was like, oh, like, my I actually need to go to Bakersfield because my grandparents are there. You think you can shoot a ride this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's,
I was like, claro que sí.
Yeah, that's why we organized each other to go to Bakersfield together. And she was just gonna drop me off and do her own thing.
So that was a weekend, and we planned it for the next weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that Saturday after the game.
Yeah, the Saturday after the game.
So we had a kickback the night before, huh? On Friday, I think.
Yeah, but let me talk about, like, in between. So this happened, and then we started texting each other more on DM and stuff like that. And I was like, And I had to make sure that we knew each other a little bit more. And then I was finally like, hey, like, let me get your number so I can stop texting you through here or something like mm-hmm. that. Or the classic, let me get your number because I hate texting through Instagram. You know, like, that's the classic. Like, I hate texting through here. Let me get your number.
And I'm like, dude, me too.
Yeah, like, here's my number, chiquito. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got the number. And we started texting more. We still went to each other's games. And finally, the Friday of the game, there was a little kickback. And I was organizing these kickbacks because my friends were tired of it, like, kind of. But I was like, dude, come on. Like, Alexis is going to come if we do a kickback. Like, because I was still too shy to, like, invite her, like, directly onto, like, a date.
So let me tell y'all about... If you guys hear our cat in heat, mind your business. it's not somebody crying for help in the background. Yeah. It's actually just our cat.
That shit's so funny. Like, in the worst moment, she gets in heat. Yeah, I love her, though.
I love her, too, bro.
She's a cool cat.
Dude, yeah, like, we all have our faults, actually, but, like, she's cool.
Okay, but let me
go. No, let me... Let,
okay, yeah, actually, you.
Yeah,
you
go for this. Because this night was crazy, y'all. And, like, this was the night, like, we were really going to talk a lot more, you know what I mean? And I was really excited to see him. Like, I've been waiting for this night, okay?
This is the night where I was planning on making my first move. Because we were already talking with each other a lot. And, like, it was a very, like, close kickback. Not too much people in my house. And I was like, this is the night I'm making my move. Like, for sure. Like, I know she kind of likes me. So, you know, I'm going to pull out my moves.
So, actually, it was one of my friend's birthday's party before this. So, we went over to her house and, like, pregame. But maybe pregame a little too much. Because we had that Haney. And my friend, one of my friends that, like, came with us to all the kickbacks and everything. Because she was on my soccer team. Like, we were really cool with her. She never drank. She never drank Haney or nothing like that. Like, she was a truly girl, like, them little cute little drinks type stuff. But we was putting her on that Haney. We're having so much fun until we went too damn far.
No. Let me tell you, it's not that she drank this Haney, but we knew that this friend of Alexis, this is a separate, like, friend of Alexis.
This wasn't the one that wanted Michael to come down
to the party. We're not saying names because I know it's getting confusing. We should have given, like, fake names and stuff like that. So let's call... The friend that came downstairs with me and stuff like that, let's call her Jessica. And let's call your friend, this one that got really drunk, let's call her...
Lucy.
We all knew, both soccer teams knew that this Lucy friend, maybe not the whole team, but at least my friend group, we knew that this friend of hers, like, Lucy... Yeah, not the whole team. Like, definitely not the whole team. But this friend of hers, Lucy... She drank crazy. Like, she drank really crazy. Like, you would give her a shot and she would take it, like, but, like, the drinks would hit her, like, really hard.
So this girl, Lucy, right? She's drinking Hennessy with us. Like, we're having so much fun. That night was so fun. I freaking miss that friend, by the way. Chelsea, if you're watching this, I love you. I am going to say your name because I miss you and congratulations on your baby. But, you know, she's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
But anyways... So we had so much fun. Okay, so let me put it to perspective. It's me, Lucy, Vanessa, and then my friend Chelsea, the birthday party.
Vanessa?
Vanessa's the girl who went downstairs with you, remember? Oh, Jessica.
Yeah, how are you fucking up already?
It sounds the same. Okay, so me, Jessica, Lucy, and Chelsea, right? We're at Chelsea's house. We're having hella fun. And at this time, it's only me and Lucy drinking and Chelsea because it's her birthday. And after that, we're planning to go to his kickback, right? Mm-hmm. And Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica was driving.
Jessica was going to drive us. So after that, it's already late. It's probably like 1 a.m., 11, no, like 11, 12, pretty late. And y'all, tell me why his place is so, like, literally on the complete opposite side of Fresno of where we were at. It was so far. And to come to find out, it's like 30 minutes away. And I'm like anxious. I'm like, dude, it's already late. Like, we need to get there. I want to see my man. We get there, bro. And I'm like, I don't recognize this spot from, like, the last kickback at his house. Because I've already been to his house. I've already been to his house for the last party, right? I was like, I don't recognize this. It had a gate, too. It was a gated community, too. Yeah, so I asked him for the code again. I'm like, bro, this code's not working. What's going on?
Hella awkward.
Yeah. And,
Let me give my explanation, like, why the wrong address was sent. So how I said I was in a gated community... And this was a new gated community. Like, so literally there was houses still under construction, like straight wood in this community. So it would not appear in Google Maps, in Apple Maps. It wouldn't appear nowhere. So I kind of had to put like a ping and send that ping to people. And it was just super weird, super confusive. Mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But what happened is that I tried, I asked my homie, hey, like, what's the address? And he literally gave me the address. So I just put the address and I sent it. And when they clicked it, it sent them like butt fuck somewhere.
And let me tell y'all, so the address he sent us, finally, once we get the right address and get everything figured out, tell me why his place is literally 30 minutes, another 30 minutes from where we're at.
Yep.
And y'all, my friend Lucy in the back, like, she's starting to not feel good. Like, and we notice it, all of us. Bro, tell me why. I'm just like, bro, I'm just waiting to see. I was like basically sober at this point. I was like, bro, I'm waiting to see my man. Like, it's already been a damn hour. I still haven't seen him. But, so we're close. We're probably like 10 minutes away. Lucy literally needs to throw up. She cannot hold it anymore. We're on the freeway. There's nothing we can do. She ends up throwing up in the car, y'all. And this is my car, by the way.
Yeah.
She throws up in the car and like, so my friend Jessica ends up having to pull off like right off the freeway into this random freaking, into this random neighborhood, into this random alley, whatever. So Lucy gets out and starts throwing up, right? Tell me why somebody threw something at our car too.
I seen that.
Yeah. And like, we're located in the ghetto part of Fresno. And if you know Fresno, you know it's all ghetto. So it was
Yeah.
So she was throwing up. I'm like, bro, like, this is the worst thing that could happen. Like, why is all this happening? So, but thankfully, I had a canasto in the back of our car. I had a laundry basket full of clothes that were, like, already clean and everything. So I ended up, like, because she threw up all over herself. It was bad, bro. She was fucked up. So I ended up, like, giving her clothes to wear. I cleaned her up. I cleaned the car as best as I can. I was like, bro, we still going to the party, though.
Yeah.
But like, she started doing better, so we thought it was all good to go. We're like 10 minutes away, and I was like, let's get there, see how she's doing. I'm just gonna say hi to him or whatever. We get there, bro, and she's like knocked out on the couch. Like, knocked.
No, you guys get there first, and when I went to
she couldn't even get out the car.
Yeah, when I went to go greet them, like, I seen, like, I went with my other friend that was seeing Jessica, and we seen it, and like, ooh, that girl is, like, she's drunk as hell. Mm-hmm. Because she's sitting in the curb just like with her head down, and you guys were helping her and stuff like that, and we're just like looking away, and finally you guys came, you guys brought her in and stuff like that, and like right away she had to go to the restroom to like throw up or do her thing, and like we were talking a little bit and they were telling us like what was going on. I was like, oh damn. And I was so sad because I was like, bro, this was the night. This was the night where I was gonna finally like be able to like make my move. And oh my god, like,
what does this mean?
Like, put my hand around you.
Oh
yeah, what do you think?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, but yeah, like, this was the night, and I was honestly so mad. I even tried. I was like, oh, like, if you need help, I'll help you go take her to the apartment and come back, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll help you do all this for you, like...
I didn't... He literally offered to come bring her to my apartment with me, like, come with me. But the car smelled like pure throw up. Yeah. So I was like, no, like, I'm so embarrassed. But, like, don't come with us.
You didn't say that. You were like, nah, like, that's doing too much and stuff like that. I was like, oh, man. So I kind of just had to say bye to her, like, just a hug. And so, yeah, they had to leave. And yeah. I'm just freaking, I go back to a little kickback. And, like, my friends invite other girls. I'm like, get these girls out of here. I'm just sitting there on the side, just like.
You're like, it's closed down. Everybody get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, literally, we got there for, like, we stayed there for, like, 5 minutes. We're like, no, we got to take her home. Like, she's too fucked up. There's no way.
Yeah.
So, we end up going home. And, y'all.
Oh, no, but, like, do you remember what happened?
What?
Your friend Jessica, as soon as they got there, left. And you were the only good friend that stayed to help her out.
Oh, because she was with your friend.
She, like, Jessica left with my friend, like, right away. Like, she got there.
Oh, yeah.
Anxious to see him. They saw each other. And they left. Not into the house. They just hopped in, like, my homie's car, I think, and left. And,
yeah,
like,
but they weren't gone that long. But as soon as they came back, I was sitting there, like, I was sitting there helping Lucy and everything. As soon as they came back, I was like, bro, we gotta go. Like, there's no way type stuff.
Yeah.
We were there, like, literally no time at all. We could barely have a conversation. So, let me tell y'all. This was the day before I was supposed to take him to Bakersfield with me for us to go on our trip. And Bakersfield's, like, 2 hours away from Fresno, around there.
So, yeah, 2.5.
Yeah. My car is filled with throw up and it smells like shit.
Yeah. And we're going to leave early.
And we were going to leave early. And y'all, if you guys know me, if you watch my videos, I am not a morning person for nothing. When I tell you guys, I woke up, I think at 6 a.m. Like, on the dot, I woke up and, dude, nothing was even open. That's how early I woke up. And I was trying to find any freaking car wash to wash my car. And there was car washes open, but they only accepted freaking a card or cash. And I only had Apple Pay.
Oh, you only used Apple Pay, huh?
I only used Apple Pay. And I was like, bro, what am I going to do? Like, I need to clean this up. Like, I cleaned as much as I could. But, like, I needed to get up in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know what I ended up doing? Bro, I'm telling you, I drove, like, all over Fresno. I don't know if I ever, like, went into detail with this. But I stopped at like 99 cent store, Dollar Tree, everywhere, trying to see if I could get cash back so I could get some cash. I was going to gas stations. Nobody's doing cash back. I'm like, bro.
Wait, really?
Yes. Finally, I
For Apple Pay, imagine.
Yeah, for Apple Pay. I couldn't do cash back for Apple Pay. So anyways, I think I finally ended up going to a Dollar Tree and they let me do cash back. And this was like the last 30 minutes that I had. Like, bro, I'm telling you, I spent like all morning looking for somewhere.
Damn.
So I end up getting money out and I go to a car wash. I go through it and I wash my car and I literally go pick him up.
Right. Didn't you take out a piece of your car from the back of the seat because it was really dirty? Or was that for another occasion?
Oh, that was already off.
Oh, okay. Nice having a Beamer, but all fucked up. Like, yeah. And like the first time I seen her car, I was like, damn, like.
Got a Beamer.
Nice car.
It's a hoopty Beamer.
And so we finally had this Bakersfield trip and we had a whole 2 hours and a half.
Like it went by so fast.
Yeah, we were just talking, chopping it up. It was nice and stuff like that. And like her friend in the back, because you gave a ride to your friend.
Yeah, because my friend Lucy, she was also from Bakersfield. So like whenever we were going from Bakersfield or we would go visit family, I would just take her because she didn't have a car.
Yeah, she was just back there quiet.
She had her headphones in. We're all talking.
Yeah, we were just chopping it up. At the beginning, I tried to include her and stuff like that, so it'll be awkward. But like, she did not want to talk. Like, she knew, like, you just.
She was, ew.
It's the hair. It's not, I don't have nothing dirty. It's the hair because I had a haircut.
She was hungover.
She was really hungover. Yeah. So we were just chopping up so long. It was nice. And then, I'm sorry, I'm gonna bring this up. But Alexis we always talked about this sometimes, how she's so embarrassed about this. But like at the time, you remember you had like back knee?
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Let me tell you guys, I think somebody put a curse on me. I think somebody literally did voodoo, or all the negative energy I was getting at that time literally hit me, because out of nowhere, I broke out on my back so bad. My back was so clear, and I've always had problems with back knee. Damn, boy, there ain't no more.
Sorry.
I always had problems with back knee, but just, like, literally once I started talking to Michael, it came back. And when I tell y'all full force, like, it looked like a crunkle bar. Wait, what was it? Crinkle bar?
Crumble?
Crumble bar on my back.
I don't know what that is.
Then how do you know the name?
I just said crumble just to say it.
Oh, I think it is a crumble bar. But just bumps everywhere, bro. And, like, the... And you guys know, like, the type of tops that I like to wear. I don't really like anything covering my shoulders. And I still wasn't going to wear anything to cover my shoulders. Because if you're the love of my life, you would not care about no back. But I was really, really, like, self-conscious and embarrassed about it. Like, I remember we stopped at a gas station.
I didn't mind it.
I remember when we stopped at the gas station, I was trying to walk behind you. I was always trying to walk behind you so you wouldn't see it. But you would always make me walk in front, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, you gotta be, like, a gentleman. You know, I opened the door for you, like, go ahead.
Bro, I was like, he's not catching the hint.
No, but I remember, like, in the drive, like, I didn't care at all about it. But I was really trying not to look at it. But you had like a really like wide thing right there. Like kind of like staring at me from the side. And I was kind of looking at it. I was like, oh, okay.
What is that?
Okay. But yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to do anything about it. But I was just really trying not to look at it. Because I would pop that shit.
Yeah. You're like.
Like.
You all pop it while I'm driving. Like, what the fuck?
Real. That's what a real one does for you.
But that's how you guys know. That's your lover. That's the soulmate. That's the love of your life. Even if you're in even if you have insecurities and they still accept you for your insecurities, babe, that's how you know. Because I'm telling you, my back was covered in acne.
Oh my god.
Ew, why you say that?
I do remember.
Why you sound traumatized?
You were sounding traumatized too.
Okay, so anyways, what happened after that?
We talked a lot. We finally made it to Bakersfield.
I dropped him off. whatever. I think we still continued texting after that, huh?
Yeah. No, actually, at this point, we're constantly texting.
Oh. Uh-huh.
After this, we're constantly texting and stuff like that. And whatever, she went to go do her thing, and I went to visit my grandparents.
Yeah, and then after we came back, everything good?
Yeah, she picked me up, same thing, talking in the drive back. And this is where finally, and this is actually through text. And I think this is a text while I was in Bakersfield. I texted her, hey, like... We were talking about stuff like that. We were talking about what our favorite movies and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I like horror movies. Like, I like scary movies. And then I was like, come on, let's go watch this movie. This movie is like Candyman is coming out and stuff like that. And like, let's go watch it. And this was, she agreed. And we're finally like, this was going to be like our first day, mm-hmm. like by ourselves. So excited. You know, a scary movie, like if it's scary, you put like, you good baby girl, like you're getting scary by Candyman. Maybe I'll show you my lollipop.
Now I'm really scared.
Yeah, sorry, that's kind of weird.
Anyways, the movie was fucking ass, but afterwards, y'all. So
No, but listen. No, do you remember what happened before we got to the movies? How you were so late?
Oh, I completely forgot about this. Let me tell you. Okay, y'all. It literally sounds like a movie, and it sounds like I understand from his point of view that it looks like I was lying and making it up.
Yeah.
Y'all, I tell you, I think we came back from a game or for practice. I don't remember. We got home really late, and I think
it was a game.
It was a game, and I think it was out of town. And it was like probably our movie was probably at 9, 10, something around
there.
And I got there at like 8:30. Like I literally had max 30 minutes to get ready, shower and all that. Y'all tell me why I get there. And me and my friend Lucy, she was my roommate in this apartment, right? So we lived together. And we also had two other roommates. Y'all, we get there. Tell me why our key is not working. Literally, we cannot open it. And let me tell you something about these apartments. They were very ghetto and they were very just literally a mess. So on the inside of our apartment, there's a top lock and a bottom lock, right? No, we never touch the top lock, never. Because if you lock the top lock, you cannot open it from the outside. There's just no way. I don't know why, like there's not a keyhole at the top to unlock. You just can't open it. So we never lock that. That's off limits. We already knew this. Like no one ever did that. So turns out somebody locked the freaking top lock and we couldn't get in. So we're calling our roommates. Tell me why both of our roommates are out.
Yo.
Literally both are out. One, I don't know where. The other one, she ends up pulling up while we're standing outside and we're trying to call like to see if somebody could help us. Also, the office was closed because it was past hours.
Oh, yeah, past hours.
So everything was closed and she pulls up and like we're like, bro, what are we going to do? Like literally no one's in the apartment. We can't get in. And I'm telling Michael this at the same time. And it seems like I'm just straight up lying.
I was texting my homies at the time and I was like, bro, I'm so excited. Finally going out with her. And then I'm telling them, like, bro, like, and they're, like, hyping up and stuff like that. Like, you got this and stuff like that. And then, bro, she sends me that message, like, I'm locked. And I'm, like, I tell my friends, bro, like, I'm getting stood up, bro. Like, it was too good to be true. Literally too good to be true.
And it sounds like such a lie because, bitch, what do you mean you locked out of your apartment?
Because she had the keys.
I had the keys. But anyways, y'all. So, like, we're on the phone. We're like, what are we going to do? Like, are we going to kick down? We're like, are we going to kick down the door or what? So, we ended up calling a locksmith or whatever. And it took, like, what, 20 minutes? So, a dead ass, by the time he came and opened the door, I had 10 minutes to get ready, get out, and be there on time. Mm. Y'all, when I tell you, I was in and out that bitch because, like, I really wanted to see him. I was going to be there.
No, but, like, at the beginning, like, I got there late, too, because while she was figuring stuff out, like, I was ready already. I was ready, like, 2 hours before, by the way. Like, I was excited for this. I was excited for this. And then I was sad. Like, I was just waiting, like, whatever she said, so I can go or not.
But I told him, like, because we also didn't know if the locksmith was coming. Like, it was just, like, we didn't know what to do because everything was closed. So I told him, like, I'm not going to be able to make it. I told him I'm not going to be able to make it until the last minute, literally 10 minutes before the movie. I'm like, I'm going. I'm there.
And I was like, I didn't think about it twice. I was like, bet, like, we can make this work. Like, I got there. I did wait there, like, for a cool amount of time. I got there. I bought the tickets. I bought the tickets for everything as you should. First day.
As a gentleman, caballero.
The man has to pay the first day. Like,
this and is all the dates.
This, Well, we kind of took turns. We kind of mm-hmm. took turns. But this is bottom line. Like, the first day, like, I had to pay. So, yeah, I got you your ticket and stuff like that. And finally, Alexis Marie shows up and everybody starts clapping.
And they're all waiting. You're all waiting outside with Ramon Buchon.
She had hella wet hair and stuff.
I know. I literally got out the shower and dipped. Like, I don't even think I put makeup on. I just put on a tracksuit. Yeah. And I was
You out still looked really good.
I know, I did.
And then I hugged her. Finally, a good hug. Open arms and everything.
Oh my god, you remember in the beginning we would always do side hugs?
Side hugs, yeah. Side hugs was our thing. And then finally, like, a good hug.
Because when I tell you guys we're both so shy and awkward, like, if you guys think I'm shy and awkward, because I am, Michael's, like, 3 times more, 4 times more.
Yeah. We're kind of, like, the equivalent of each other.
Yeah, we're like each other.
Like, we're like each other, but different, like, sexes.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta, like, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
You get it. Mm-hmm. You guys get it?
You guys get it.
You guys get it.
Y'all better get it.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, movie time comes up. And like I'm telling you, like, I purposely set up a scary movie. So, you know, scary movie, there's more chances. Like, there's an excuse to, like, hug her and stuff like that. Tell me why the scary movie is not scary at all. Shitty ass movie. There's no scary parts where I can really hug her or anything or make a move. Plus, I'm a pussy. So I made no moves. But afterwards, like, the movie ended at, like, at 11, close to 12. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, an open doors mall. So you walk out of the theater and it's the mall and it's outdoors. We just keep talking and just we just sit in a bench and we keep talking.
Yeah, we literally talked until 4 in the morning, huh?
We hit it off so well. We hit it off so well and we liked our company so much that we talked till 4 a.m. on a school day.
Yeah.
On a school day in this mall. Like, we literally were not going to leave. We're going to wake up there if the security guard didn't come and talk and talk about, like, you guys need to leave because, like, the work people are about to come in.
Yeah, we wouldn't have left if they didn't come.
We just didn't want to say bye to each other. It was, like, kind of like, you know, where that night should have ended if we weren't, like, pussies. You know, because we literally talked till 4 a.m. in my bed, mommy. That was cringe.
Yeah.
Dio mucho cringe.
Yeah, if you said that, I would have blocked you that night.
Oh my god, that was really cringe. I'm sorry guys.
Guys, whenever we say cringe stuff, just know it's like in a sarcastic way. Like, we're not
we're not cringe.
Like, so if you ever think anything we say is cringe, like, that it's just it's sarcastic. Like, we're not actually it's sarcastic. But anyways.
But dude, and this we're like we got kicked out and we're the working crew is coming in for like the mall and stuff like that, and we're walking to our cars and dude, literally in the parking lot, the work crew is over here. We walk by them and they're like, what the fuck? Like, were these guys like fucking in a bench or something? Like, why are they here? And like, we finally make it to her car and we're saying bye.
It was so dude,
I felt them staring because like, hey, like, he's about to kiss her. He's about to make her move because they kind of look like they're not holding hands or anything. Mm-hmm. They kind of look like a date, like vibe, like they're not dating. And they're like looking at me and it's kind of like, this is the moment where I should make my move. I maybe hug, give her a very good hug. Agarrarle la nalga. No, I'm saying, give her a kiss or something. Dude, tell me why I say bye with a side hug.
It was so, y'all, let me tell you guys. Literally, okay, so after that, we were hanging out like every single day. Like, we were, anytime we could hang out, we were hanging out. But I'm telling you guys, and it was so natural. Like, we clicked right away. But the goodbyes were so awkward. Like, so, because we never kissed for like the first week, 2 weeks. And I remember even thinking, I think it was like 2 weeks of us hanging out back to back. And he didn't kiss me. He never made a move. I was like, bro, does he like me? Like, I'm going to give him like 3 more days.
It's because you would text me talking about bro, talking about homie. You would still dap me up and shit.
That's
how
I talk.
Like, we're just like friends. We're like best friends. But we liked each other. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like, I never understood if yes or no, yes or no. But like, you know.
This man was slow. That was disappointing.
And then, well, finally, after that movie night, we were like very close. And we were just like, we were going out with each other every single day. We were hanging out. I was already visiting her apartment for study halls.
Yeah, we just watching movies. Yeah. We were doing nothing nasty. Don't be.
No. But the first time, like, we watched, because we were set a study hall. We were bringing out our stuff. We were doing zero work. We were just talking to each other.
We just talked.
Yeah, but at this point, we gave up on school. Our lives were about Alexis and Michael. Don't do that.
Never make your life about your man or your girl. Don't.
We were just sad, and we're like, because yeah, we were both bench warmers type bit.
Yeah, we were both bench players. It was depressing where we're at.
Yeah, but we hit it off well. So this first time, we were gonna watch a movie in my laptop. And so her room was hot because her AC didn't work.
Oh my god, wait, that's a whole nother thing, y'all. When I tell you guys those apartments were ghetto.
Just name it, name drop them. The Avery's.
The Avery's apartments, guys. If you're ever going to live in Fresno or be a student in Fresno, do not go there.
Expensive and ass.
Yes, bro. Oh my god. My AC did not work all summer. When I tell you it's worse than the heat here in Colima, I remember, like, fucking crying under my bed, like, naked, because I was so hot sweating. It was so bad.
You guys already know how much sweat was in those blankets.
In blankets.
No, but, what was I going to say? So, yeah. So, it was hot. So, this first, like, we were kind of having a movie night with my laptop. And, by the way, my laptop was a gaming laptop, so it was big. And, like, I was such a pussy that I put the laptop between us.
In the middle of us.
And we were kind of, like, in the side of the bed. Like, she was on this side and I was all the way over here.
And then here's the laptop, bro. It was so awkward.
But this is where I felt more awkward. Because I had to take off my pants. And I always wore shorts under my pants. So I had soccer shorts under my pants because it was so hot. And we were watching a movie with my soccer shorts. But these were old soccer shorts. So they were kind of like very like wavy, like baggy. Mm-hmm. And guys, like I liked it. So I got a boner while watching the movie. But I was trying to hide it. Like just saying like this.
We're all watching a scary movie. Yeah.
I got a weird boner, but I had a boner with the soccer shirt. And I was just trying to hide it, bro. Like, maybe if you saw it, you would have been like, woo. But like, in my mind, I was like, bro, like, I'm so scared. Like, this is so awkward. Like, I just wanted this boner to go away. Like, not like that. But I was just trying to hide it and stuff like that. So I was very awkward. Then the next day, like, we kind of hit it off more, giving each other massages and like, and now we're finally like I was finally like putting my arm around her like to watch movies and stuff like that.
And then we get to the night.
Yeah, we started like going on more days like to mini golf.
Oh yeah, we were going.
We were eating out together. We do everything together.
Mind you guys, we still have not kissed at this point.
Oh like, yeah, no kiss. Yeah, when no I talk about kiss. Massages. Like, literally just massages.
Just massages. We did not even kiss, bro.
No kiss. Like, so, you guys think, like, oh.
Yeah, like a massage.
They were like, fucking, like, no. Like, that ass, like.
Like, that's what I was thinking. It was so long, and I'm like, bro, this man has not kissed me. Like, what the hell? Like, but
you knew that we were so horny for each other, like, giving each other massages and stuff, but, like, not doing anything. I was just such a pussy. Like, I could have made so much moves, but, guys, to be honest, I was just being a pussy. But, like, finally it came where, like, we were already cuddling and stuff, and, like, it came that she was cuddling me, like, really hard one night, and she was cuddling me so much, I was like, all right, fuck it, bro. Like, she's kind of screaming for
me. Wait, before we get into this. Okay, y'all. So, I remember this. This was before it happened, the kiss, right? He goes to put his arm around me, y'all. His arm is shaking, literally shaking.
And then it was so awkward. Because listen, you're short and I'm tall. And so I had my hand around you. And since I have such a long hand, like if I stretch it all the way, I'm touching your ass. So I had to put my arm in such a way around you where I'll touch your back.
He was like this.
So and like having my arm like that was uncomfortable, so I'm kind of shaking. But if I stretch it all the way, I'm on your ass. And I didn't want to do that. I don't know why. I should have. Should have got a little grab and stuff, but I didn't. So yeah, but finally, like the night came, she was cutting me really hard. Like out of the
ass. Why do you say it like that hard? I was just cutting you tightly.
Tightly.
Hard sounds hard. Weird.
She was like a monkey on a tree. She was just like coloring me hard.
I was cold.
And then finally I was like, all right, she's screaming for it. So I just kind of grabbed screaming? Her. She's I grabbed her chin, pulled it up, and went for it. And then she went crazy. She started out.
What?
And I was like, all right, they go crazy.
No.
And yeah. And we finally had our first kiss. And then after this kiss, like the rest of our dates and stuff like that, the rest is history.
We could like not get off each other. Like I've been waiting, I've been feeding for them lips. Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that after the first, like it was just casual. Like now we knew we liked each other. But after the first night we spent together, I never left.
Yeah, he never left. Let us know. This should be our second podcast episode. The fact that he never left. And then we got up and left to Mexico.
Yeah, I never left. Like, the night.
He basically moved in with me. But he didn't bring all his stuff. Like, he would still have his stuff at his house. Mind you guys, I lived in a ghetto-ass apartment with three other roommates. He lived in like a nice ass condo house. His yeah. own like place. Like
I could cook.
We couldn't even cook in my apartment.
The only thing is that like I was sharing a room with my homie, mm-hmm. with my best friend. And who do you want to share a room with? With your best friend? Un pinche.
With your best
friend? Con el chile. Oh, with my girl. So I was like, okay, obviously I'm moving with my girl. I was still helping him out because we split like the rent and stuff like that. I was still paying my rent and stuff like that. Plus I had my stuff there. But like after the season was over, I was like, bro, like I'm moving out and stuff like that. But like I wasn't gonna leave it. Like I completely didn't move out. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to say.
He was basically staying the night. He had to sleep over yeah. every single night.
Because that's important. Guys, if you're sharing a room with a friend and stuff like that and splitting rent, never abandon your friend, bro, because that is so fucked up.
Just one day.
To just one day leave and leave the whole rent for your friend. No, like, I thought about it. I was like, nah, bro, like, I'm not doing that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still going to be helping him out and, like, do the same. Pay my rent, but I was just living with Alexis.
Yeah. So that ends, no?
That's how we met. That's the whole chisme, y'all.
And since that night, literally, we've spent almost every single day together. Probably max we spent away from each other was 2 weeks. Yeah. Since then?
Oh my God.
So man. When are you going to marry me?
Soon, man. Soon.
Podcast over.
Once you know how to learn how to cook. What was I gonna say? So what you guys think about our crazy story?
Let us know down below if you guys are on YouTube how you guys met your significant other, how long you guys have been together. We want to know the stories too.
If your stories were like crazy and stuff, like I feel our story was so crazy because we had all the odds against us, but we kept fighting to the end.
Yeah, because we
deserved each other.
We knew.
Yeah.
Us, trust, a couple things I can't spell without you. You know I'm coming top of the world. That's just how we do. Doing since the sky's the limit, but my sky's your point of view. You stepping out like, whoa, camera's pointing, shoot. Ask me what's my best side. I stand back and look at you. You
look good while rapping.
Really?
Kind of getting hungry.
You look good while podcasting.
Do I? Oh, shit. On my angle, man. Damn, my freaking gut has been out this whole time. It's fine, guys. You guys know I'm a little gordito because panza llena, corazón contento.
So we hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. We're so excited for this new season. We're still gonna be posting on our couple channel every single Friday and podcast every single Saturday. We're also gonna be on Spotify and any other podcast shit. You know, we're new to this, but. Yeah. We hope you guys enjoy and let us know any episode ideas you guys want us to talk about down below. And don't forget to join my Discord to send us a new pick every week and maybe you can be picked. Maybe you could be selected or you could DM it to us.
Yeah. And as you guys know, this is a new channel. So we really appreciate it if you guys like and subscribe and leave the comments below. We really appreciate it because we're trying to grow this channel. This is another of our project. This is another of our babies. And share it with your friends, with your family. If you thought this was interesting, we really appreciate it. And we'll catch you on next Saturday.
Bye.